This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello and welcome to Living Life Single here on Joy 94.9. It is, in fact, your Saturday, and we are on with Yanni.
I'm still figuring this out.
Yanni, what is going on?
I know, I was just pressing the wrong
button. Yanni is the main man, driving the force. But we're Living Life Single, and it's our second show back for the year. Last week, what were we talking about last week, Yanni? I can't even remember. I've slept since then.
Oh, have you? Well, that's good. Was that part of your resolutions for the year to sleep?
It was. So last week was our first show back. We've been away. We were talking about resolutions and like affirmations.
Yeah.
It was kind of that vibe, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely was. And that was our... was good to sort of...
It was good to be back.
Yeah.
It was good. And we've got things that we're working on this year, guests that we're working on, and a special project towards the end of the year for Yanni and I. Right. And we've put this into motion. We've promised each other. But if you want to listen and catch up, then head over to the Joy website.
Yes.
And download the podcast. Listen to it when you're on the loo, when you're on the go.
Do it.
Right?
It's a good podcast.
It's a great podcast. It's the best podcast you'll ever hear.
It is pretty good. It
what are we talking good. About today, O Master One, Yanni?
What kind of a day is today, Jono?
I'm not quite sure, but there's a lot of couples in the street. A
lot of couples in the street.
Smooching on the tram on the way in. It was vile.
Vile. Disgusting. How dare they?
It is, of course, Valentine's
Day. Valentine's Day, right?
Valentine's.
And look, we're Valentine's.
Valentine's.
We're not going to ignore today because this show is all about living life single, right?
Correct.
And this day is all about love and couples love. And, you know, I think it would be remiss of us to just ignore it because the reality is that this can be a great day for single people and some people can find it really tough.
Yeah.
So let's talk about today and what it means and everything that sort of comes with it, the great things that they're not. Now, you gave an inappropriate look there, Jono.
No, I wasn't giving you an
I was being very innocent in my statements.
You were, I was thinking not just couples, but throuples. Of course.
Oh.
There are people out there, human people that, you know,
animal people, right?
You don't know. There can be aliens. You just don't know these days who, you know, what's going to. But there are people out there that are in more than couples. And I say good luck to them.
Mm.
And congratulations, because I can't even find one.
Yes, but that's okay,
because
living life single
means you are never.
Where being single means you are never
by yourself.
This is what this show's about, embracing our singledom. And we want people to engage with us today, right?
We need something, don't we? We need some engagement. Well, look, I've had a message from Nick.
Oh.
And we have to say hi to Nick.
Okay.
Hi, Nick. Lovely to have you listening with us today.
Thank you, Nick. Always welcome.
Yeah.
And please, if you do want to have a say, we encourage you. And you can do that in a number of ways. Is that right, Jono?
I knew you were going to do this. Yes, you can.
Know.
You're testing my one good eye.
Yeah. And you've taken off your sunnies.
I mean business. You can email us onair@joy.org.au
well
or you
done.
Can text us at 0427 569 949. Is
yes,
that right?
You're doing good.
Thank you.
The speaker's blocking it from where I see, and I only get the last six numbers. And then it's all very confusing for me. So it's great that you do it.
Do you know what? I think it's time for a little track. And you know what? Yanni, I've got to say, this is really...
A little track.
A little track, you know, a little number, a little ditty, a little song. Because this one has been kind of making waves. It's from an artist based in the UK. And it first came up on my story and it kind of summed up my mood recently. So I'm just like, and for all these single people out there, you need this song in your life. And what I'm going to say is just, we'll back announce it after, but just listen to this.
And you introduced this song... You introduced me this.
I did.
You introduced me to this song. There we go. Get, getting so my good. Sentences correct today.
It's so good. I look.
This morning, and I listened to it. I'm like, oh, my God, we have to put this on the show.
Yes.
So I spent 2 hours putting it. No, just
oh, my gosh.
So, yes.
Oh, my God. Fabulous. Meek right on here on Living Life Single 94.9 Joy. And do you feel fabulous today, Yanni?
I do. I wasn't until I heard that song. And I was just like, that is amazing. Like, what are you saying? I can't understand you.
No, that's fine.
I do feel fabulous. And it was very good that you sent me that song and I listened to it. I'm just like, yay, that's amazing.
And there is, that was the radio version. So there are words that she does use in the unedited version that just really makes you feel fabulous.
It does. And it
goes with fabulous. Yes. Right? It's another F word and it goes just before it.
So Google, not Google, what's it, YouTube or what's the other?
iTunes.
Yeah, check it out.
Anything,
check it out,
Spotify, get on that Meek, M-E-E-K.
Mm.
Yes, girl.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. Do it. Now, we've also got a...
some messages.
Messages.
Emails.
Yes.
Okay, you're going to read them out.
I'll read out.
Because I was trying to read it and I couldn't make
it. It's a two-parter.
It's a double-ender.
Let's hope I get it right. It says, well, hello there. there are certainly people in more than couples, often in, well, this is where I get.
This is where I'm confused.
This is where I get, this is a follow-up. Yes, it's supposed to say. Okay, I'll read it the way it's meant to be. Well, hello there. Hello. There are certainly people in more than couples, often in poly relationships, and we all love, happy Valentine's Day from Dr. Jane.
And Glenn Waverley. Now, I thought that was a place in Melbourne.
It is a place in Melbourne.
Does he own it?
Sorry?
Does Glenn Waverley live in Glenn Waverley?
No. This is Dr. Jane.
Dr. Jane
from Glenn Waverley.
Well, I thought that was Dr. Jane and Glenn Waverley. But anyway,
it's a name. Could be. I think they're from. I think it's just saying. It's saying here that people in poly relationships love Valentine's Day. And
absolutely.
Good on them.
Yeah,
absolutely. What? I wish there was a camera in here to see your reactions.
There are cameras in here. They just haven't switched them on, which is fabulous. But we'll do that during Radiothon, maybe. Mm.
So thank you, Dr. Jane. Please, everyone, do jump in. Let us know your thoughts.
Always dancing on my own. You could have been dancing like Yanni on his own just right now in the studio.
I was dancing with you.
But before we get into today's topic, don't forget you can email us on air at joy.org.au, just like Dr. Jane and Glenn Waverley, or you can text us 0427-569-949 or Yanni, our Living Life Single Instagram page, living_life_single. I don't know what it is, but just find us. It's Living Life Single. Yanni, what are we talking about today?
Yes, today is, of course, Valentine's Day, and that's what we are talking about here on at Living Life Single. And it was, I don't know if, have you heard about this, Jono, this phenomenon that probably started in the early 2010s from a sitcom of Parks and Recreations about Galentine's Day.
Galentine's?
Yeah, no. Have you heard of it? I didn't hear of it until quite recently.
For a gay Valentine?
No. So it started on Parks and Recreations, which is an American sitcom. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No.
And the writers wrote it in there. They made it up this day, the day before Valentine's Day. And it was all about women, initially for women, to get together with their friends and honour themselves as friends and all the women friends.
Nice.
Yes. And then I think over the years it's kind of turned into this unofficial thing because of that. So if you haven't watched Park and Recreations, give it a burl.
Where would you whirl this Park and Recreations situation?
Park and Recreations.
Yeah, Park and Recreations.
I'm sure you can get it on one of the streaming
one
services.
Of the streaming service. Okay.
Yeah, it's not – they've finished up the series, but it was a very popular US series. And – I think from there, to make it more inclusive, as the world has become more inclusive.
Yeah.
The day before is also now, yes, Galentine's Day, but also they've called it Palentine's Day. Have you heard of that?
No, I thought you'd made a spelling mistake on the notes for the show. I was like, babe, it's called Valentine's Day. Palentine's Day.
Yeah.
What's Palentine's Day? So this is the day before Galentine's.
Well, no, the day before Valentine's Day, which was Galentine's Day.
Right.
that came from a sitcom, a made-up day from a sitcom.
Right.
And you can actually watch Amy Poehler talking about it on Jimmy Kimmel. So you just Google and she talks about it.
Okay.
So on the same day, it's now also referred to as Palentine's Day. And the purpose is to celebrate the love and appreciation of friends, emphasising that friendships are just as valuable as romantic relationships.
Correct.
So very lovely.
So I'm still waiting for my flowers to the friends that are listening.
Yeah, and I was thinking about getting you some and then I just forgot.
You were?
I really was. I was actually thinking about this last week. I go, must remember to get Jono some flowers.
Oh, the thought was there. That's so cute. That's made my day. The thought was there.
Yeah, but I didn't follow through. And that's not good.
No, that's okay. So it's all fine. I'm very, that's
made
my day.
I did want to go to dinner, though. I had sort of discussed that.
Yes, we did. We were going to make plans. We're still going to do something. Yeah. We'll have our own day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, you know.
Just celebrate us.
And then, so it's, yeah, I think, so it's saying that the origin of Palentine's Day grew out of the success of Galentine's Day. So that's when, so Friday, so the 13th of February is, and Jono, just laugh, go. What are you?
No, just carry on.
So to all the listeners out there, Jono is holding back some laughter and I don't know why. Do share, please. No, it's
you tickle me.
I tickle you.
Just tickle me. But I'm trying to listen to this explanation of Palentine. Yeah. Not Palestine's.
No.
Palatines.
Palentine's, yes. Palentine's. So I have difficulty reading and seeing, not reading, seeing, and who knows, I make up some stuff. So I think today, because it is Valentine's Day and it's a show about singles, let's acknowledge that. Let's acknowledge that.
Yeah.
A couple of things. Today's can be an awesome day for everyone, for people in relationships and people who are not in relationships. We can make this as happy as we want this day. But also, let's acknowledge that today can be a bit tough for a number of single people.
And if it is tough, my advice would be, Yoni, celebrate yourself. What have you achieved? And if you haven't achieved anything major, it doesn't matter. You've made another day. You've survived another day.
Correct.
You are thriving. You're yourself. If you are happy in yourself, you've survived. You've done it. It's a weekend. Go have a walk. Travel down to the beach. Go around the block. Walk the dog. Walk the cat. Whatever you need to do, just celebrate yourself. You don't have to be with alcohol or flowers. Do you know what? Put on a movie and just put a face mask on or just chill and do nothing. That is celebrating you.
Mm.
That would be my idea of heaven.
Yeah. And also, if you can't do that for whatever reasons, we've got you.
We've got you. You're listening to us.
Yeah, exactly. And we know what you are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's some of the thing, because it's important to I think note that as much as we say, come on, buck yourself up and you need to, but sometimes it's hard. And then sometimes you go, you know what? We understand, we get it. We get it that you can't do that stuff on days like this.
Yeah.
And sometimes on days like this, you just want to pretend it doesn't exist or wait for the day to be over. And that's okay as well. And we're here to help you through that moment.
To be honest, I forgot that it was Valentine's
Day. Yeah.
I only
remembered just because of the show.
Yeah, same. And I saw this woman on the train or the tram with a bunch of flowers. I was like, oh. And then I could see people in couples. I'm like, oh, yeah.
But do you think it's because, we're okay with our singledom?
Yeah.
And do you think it's because of our age, like because we're not in our 20s and there's no expectations, and maybe also because it is a long time since we've been in relationships. Do you reckon that's why it doesn't bother us?
I think so, but we're just, we're still work in progress. I'm still working on myself, and it doesn't mean that I'm not found anybody or I'm not looking to. It's, I've just been single for so long that I'm actually used to it. You know, I don't mind being on my own, even for Christmas and stuff. We spoke about it before we broke up. Like, I didn't even want to get a Christmas tree. I don't even care. Like, it really doesn't mean anything to me, but it's not about that. It's about the taking part when it comes to that kind of stuff. But, Valentine's Day is just another day. To be honest, it's another day for massive corporate companies to make money, and that's all they're doing. I would rather, just sit with someone or family or come here and see you and just enjoy someone else's company. Like, you don't have to celebrate
Valentine's Day. Yeah, I get that. I understand that. I'm just trying to think, did you feel that way, say, 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
No, I probably felt different. And
yeah.
I, when I was younger and I was going out and I was probably going to the clubs, you got to think even that's changed now. There aren't clubs and pubs anymore, you know, gay clubs or pubs for us to go to. It's more that there's only a couple of things to go to now. But back then, before the grinders and things like that, you would go out and, if it was back when I lived in London, you'd go out down to Soho and you'd be like, I'm on the pull. Like, it's Valentine's Day. All those single people are looking for maybe a one-night stand, or they're looking for a relationship, whatever. You're going out, but now the thrill of the chase is gone. You can order in on your Grindr or your whatever app that you are on.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's why I'm not on those apps. You know, I'm on a couple of more pleasant ones. But back then I would have been like, yeah, I'm excited. I'm like, let's go.
Oh, so you don't think you would have felt like lonely or sad or just because you were single on Valentine's Day?
No, it would have been dangle the carrot, let's go out. Let's go find a man.
Yeah, right.
Or whatever anyone's into. It's like, let's go, let's find someone.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, because some people may not. They may have felt the need because they may only see people in relationships.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things about days like this. If you're not feeling the best today, don't hop on social media.
Don't.
No. You know, don't see happy people in relationships. Because if you're feeling sad or about today, that may actually make things feel worse for you as an individual.
Yeah.
And also just remember that people post happy pictures of themselves.
It's not their real life.
On days like this, you know. How many people post unhappy days? And I'm not saying we should do that, but it just keep that in mind, especially on days like this.
Be real.
And, you know, and I understand, what's the time now? Like, it's what, 4:25, right? On a Saturday, and it's becoming the end of the day. So that's always a bit of a tough time. The end of the day is coming, and depending on what you've done today, you may be feeling amazing or you may not be, especially on a day like today. If you're not feeling amazing, you know, see what you can do to sort of, you know, and we talked about, you know, bucking yourself up, but I think it's important or acknowledge that's not, and if you want to feel that, of course, feel the way you're feeling.
Yeah.
And let us help you through the next, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah. We're here. Message us, text us, email us, find us on Insta. Just, you know, we're here every week, not just for Valentine's Day. It's like a dog's not just for Christmas. You've got us all the way through the year. We're going to be covering lots of different topics. We're here just to make you smile at least once. If you've grinned at this show so far, then, you know, our job is done. That's all we want to do, is make you feel, you know, that you belong and you're part of a community. Oh, it's Kelly Clarkson since you've been gone and Living Life Single. Joy 94.9. What a tune.
Yeah, it's a good song, isn't it?
You said in the break, that is like a good lip sync battle song. Oh,
100%.
Which I was doing, but you kind were. Of also at the same time singing. That's why my voice is now. But
you were.
That is such, look, that should lift you up. Like, I hope you were dancing around in your undies. I am right now.
Yeah. Yes.
At Joy, Yanni doesn't know, but sat opposite him, I've taken everything off.
My eyes!
Yeah, you couldn't see out of them. Now you definitely can't. I blinded you.
Now I don't want to.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God, it's Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day, and look, we're getting through it, and we know if you're single, it can be tough, but, you know, living life single where being single means you are never by yourself. And I think on days like this, look, and I heard this over a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, yeah, interesting. Presume good intent.
Oh.
Because, and I think I was speaking to you about this beforehand, yeah. Jono, and then I sort of remembered this about her, you know, presume good intent. And I'll tell you, because I didn't presume good intent, but then speaking to you.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, we can talk about this. So on the family chat.
Oh, no.
I know, you got to love the family chat.
Your family chat. Oh, my God. I love this. Okay, look, tell me.
And I knew this was going to happen. I predicted this morning. One of my cousins posted a little photo of her and her husband and how happy they are. And you know, she said whatever she said, happy Valentine's Day or whatever. And then followed it up with, you know, the happy, I was going to say Galantis, who are a great band, sorry, who I want to see. You know, Galentine's Day and Palentine's Day.
Yeah, beautiful.
And then I just got me thinking, and I thought, is that a bit is that a bit condescending? Like, no. And so what I mean by that is that, like, you know, you're posting, like, look, we're so in love, everybody. It's great. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's a happy day yesterday because you were single and we're being all inclusive. And, like, I just, initially I was just like, is that a little bit condescending?
Well, let's ask our listeners. Let's ask people listening out there.
Yes, I want to know.
Do you think that's condescending? I can see both sides. I can see how you've taken this. I think she's probably learnt from past posts and past conversations. Maybe. I'm hoping she has. And she's wanted to be inclusive by saying Palentines and Galentines.
She's a very inclusive Hamiltines human being.
And Frankensteins and whatever. She's trying to be inclusive. So that's a big tick. That's a positive.
Yes, 100%.
But I can see how it is a little bit, you know, it's in your face a little bit. Like, it's a bit like, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's in love, Yanni.
Yeah.
And when you and I find that, firstly, there won't be a show. But it'll be Living Life Lovely or Living Life with Jono and Yanni. Just Living Life. We could living even life. Do that. It doesn't matter. But when we find that, we might be like sickly. It'd be like, just like holding your hand. Like, you know, like, just... You're chowing down on a chocolate eclair at your favorite at your favorite cafe, you know. You're doing a Lady and Tramp. You've got spaghetti in your mouth with your lover, whatever.
Yeah,
I know it's gonna be sickly, and people are gonna be in the same position. Like, oh my god, shut up! But I don't know. I think she's trying
100%. And for our listeners out there, who may have.
Yeah.
You know, see photos of people and things like that. I think, you know, presume good intent. Let's use today. So I think that also takes the edge off your own annoyance about today or your own emotion. Okay, yes, your hands up, John.
I was going to say, actually thinking about it, I haven't even heard from my family. So,
I don't know what to do. So, do we mention it? Do we not mention it? Is it the elephant in the room today? It's about, oh, no, you're single. Do we?
How dare you call me an elephant? No.
Hang on. You raise a good point.
Yeah.
Do as singles people, do we want to hear this whole happy Palentine's Day or happy love day?
Or just check in with your child or your nephew, niece, uncle.
But do we want to, or do we just want to forget it?
I mean, you could forget it, but even the thought would count if it was a text message or it was a message. It was just like, hey, love you. What are you doing today? You know, don't forget you can come around, or don't forget we love you, wherever, like how fabulous you are. I don't know. Some people need it. Some people don't. I'm just saying, I haven't even heard from my family.
I reckon this is how you figure it out, right? If you are a couple and you've posted something, if anyone's posted something about today and how amazing today is, if a single person has responded, then engage with them.
Yeah.
Then reach back and go, hey, have a great day today.
Yeah.
We love you. You're amazing. All that kind of jazz. Because they're engaging, right?
Yeah,
engage. Now, if they haven't, maybe just engage them in a separate way to sort of go, hey, thinking of you.
Yeah.
You know,
tonight.
Don't even mention the day, but just say, hey, thinking of you.
Yeah.
Hope you're having a great day. Want to catch up with you soon.
Yeah.
Like, just engage with them in that way. I think that's a good thing for single people on days like this. So to give, otherwise, you know, because sometimes people may just want to forget about it but. You know, they want to be, I guess, recognized.
Yeah. I mean, I did that story today where I said, everybody, you know, all the singles out there, Living Life Single are here. Well, happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
Yeah.
You know, we're thinking of you. And that was to my single. I actually have a single friend that you've met.
Yes.
And I can say his name. His name's Dan. And Dan messaged me this morning and said, happy Valentine's. And it was on Instagram message. That's how sometimes we communicate. And I was like, that is so lovely. Like, that's really nice.
Yeah. So I think it depends on that individual.
Yeah, and you invited me for dinner, but I just politely declined.
You did, you did.
But that was the thought, and there's reasons and things like that, you know, whatever. But to have that option or to someone just say, let's just do something, that was really nice, and I haven't forgotten. So thank you, Yanni, and thank you, Dan.
And this is what I think of you rejecting me.
Oh.
This is Joy. Last night, I dreamt I fell in love from a lock and Kylie Minogue.
Did you? Well, last night you dreamt you fell in love.
Well, you know, we can always dream, right?
It's a great bop for a Saturday.
Mm.
Okay, so tell me, what are we talking about this week? We've not got much left of the show.
No.
But what have we been talking about?
We've been talking about Valentine's Day.
Right.
And how to get through it and just things that may be popping up today. Emotions and go.
I do. If people are thinking, well, why doesn't he know what you're talking about? I've got amnesia, okay?
Jono's never here.
I'm here in person, but sometimes, yeah.
And what I was thinking during those lovely song breaks about what we were talking about, when if you know someone who is single, and I think this is for everyone out there on a daily basis, but especially on sort of days like today, I'm going to quote Oprah.
Oh,
Oprah! Right,
you're going to Oprah.
I'm going to Oprah, right? And she talks about these in various forms. And I think, you know, she says, and I'm paraphrasing, so give me that creative license, everyone, or just come at me, go for it. She talks about everyone wants just three kind of things.
Oh,
that they want, you know, they want someone to say, "I see you."
Yep.
I hear you,
mm-hmm.
and you matter.
Oh.
And I think on days like this, if you know that someone is single,
yep.
I think it's totally good and amazing if you just let them know that you see them.
You hear them.
That you hear them and that they matter.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for us, I see nice. Jono.
And unfortunately, I hear Yanni.
Yeah, that's it. And guess what, Jono?
We you both matter.
All right. Let's get it together, right? And I think that's, you know, when we were talking about last week with affirmation, well, I guess, and New Year's resolutions and what you're doing, you know, imagine if you told yourself that every day that you know, you see yourself for who you really are, you know, that the kindness in everyone's, you know, you hear yourself for who you really are and that you matter. But imagine also telling that to people when they need to hear it. So, you know, at days like this when someone is single and you as a friend understand that maybe not be feeling the best, just, you know, reach out to them human to human. And on any day, you know, it's not just about today, but I think on days like this when it's kind of
in it's forced down your throat.
Yeah,
it's on social media. It's in the television.
That's it. And if you're aware of it, it might be bugging you a little bit. I mean, if you don't care, that's great. But I think it's a little bit everywhere. And I think it's sort of where you are on your own journey on love and singledom and relationships and that kind of stuff.
And you've still got time to message us right here at Joy 94.9. You can message us via email, Yanni, onair@joy.org.au, or Yanni, what's the number?
It's 0427. I've got that part. 569-949. 0427-569-949.
Or you can find us on Instagram. It is living_life_single or something like that.
Yes, that's what it is. So do us. We've got a few more minutes and we love our listeners. So engage with us that way.
Yeah.
Now, we mentioned before, Jono, that it could be tough for someone. It may not be tough. But what can people do if it is a bit tough for them today?
If it's a bit tough, what can people do? If you are single out there, like I said before, stay in, celebrate yourself. You know, go to the gym, go swimming, go for a walk around the block, walk your dog, walk your cat, walk your brother, walk your sister, whatever. Just go for a walk.
Maybe text another single friend.
Text another single person. Reach out to somebody. Like, don't feel, you know, that, you know, it's rammed down your throat and you've got to do, like, you know, you've got to pander to it. I would also steer clear of any sort of sloppy romantic movies. It might take you down the wrong path. So I would put on a good slasher.
Oh, what?
Slasher, I hardly know her.
Yeah.
No, I would probably put on a reality TV show or something like a documentary. If you're going to stay in, cook yourself a nice meal. If you're into drinking, have a glass of wine to yourself. If you're not, you know, pick up the phone, ring someone you haven't spoke to. I don't know. There's things you know what? Do.
Maybe FaceTime someone. So because we normally just people
ring.
Talk. You know, I think there's a big difference between just speaking to someone and then FaceTime. So
that's
you know,
a good
FaceTime
idea.
Someone, connect with someone that way. Get a single squad going. It's not too late today.
I love that. A single squad.
A single squad. A single squad. Yeah.
Get yourself a single squad.
Yeah. So I guess that could be another episode. But for today, just text all your single people.
Text
and just go, hey, I'm single, you're single, I'm feeling great, or I'm not feeling great. You know, maybe you can just catch up.
It's another day. Like I said, it's very commercial. People want to make money out of it. You know what? Don't bother. Just don't bother.
Yeah.
Don't bother.
But we know that some people – look, there's. I think what we've discovered today, there's two parts of it. There's some single people who are just like, who don't bother.
Yeah.
And there's some single people who kind of, it is a bother me. And, you know, if it is, we're here. Yeah. If it's not, we're still here. Good on you. Live life. Go for it.
Yeah. Join us every week. That's what you can do, Living Life Single. Or just go back and listen to our podcast, available all great platforms.
Yeah. Now, we've got a couple of minutes left, Jono.
Oh, we've got a couple of minutes left?
Couple of minutes
live
left.
Live on the air for a couple more minutes. How will people cope?
How are we going to cope? But it's that time, Jono.
Oh, my God. So,
and I'm grossly underprepared.
No, that's fine. Well, we've got a couple of minutes. Every week, me and Yanni and I, we like to reflect on what's been a positive experience in the past week, being single, and what's not been so positive.
Or
we don't like the other word. Begins with N, negative.
Mm.
So we talk about what's been great and what's not been so great, essentially. Mm. For me, this week... this week, je suis pauvre. No.
What does that mean?
I'm absolutely pauvre right now. No, I'm joking. No, a lot's
You're
come out.
You're budgeting.
I'm budgeting. I'm trying to be more strict with my budget.
Yeah.
I've booked a trip somewhere, and that's all very positive. But this morning I thought, you know, I didn't realize that today was that day, Valentine's Day.
Mm.
I got up, I had a coffee outside in the sun. My neighbors probably wouldn't have liked it because I was just in my undies.
they may have liked
No. And then coming here was a positive. But the not so positive was, I had to get public transport here today.
And we all know that Jono likes the VIP. Public transport is not.
I love a little bit of VIP, but today was definitely, it was POV. That's what it was.
POV. And
about you?
Stunk. And you stunk.
I always smell very beautiful.
And I just don't appreciate it because I can't.
Because you can't smell.
Yeah, exactly.
But Yanni, tell me, what was your good and sort of not so good this week?
Definitely. Good this week is coming to this show.
Oh,
as much as it's this weird relationship that I have with this show. I love it and it drives me nuts at the same time. So I'm just like, but you know what? If I wasn't single, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And this is the great positives. And I also think, you know, a positive about being single is I didn't have to worry about today. Yeah. I didn't have to worry about Valentine's Day. The only worry that came from it is doing a show about it. But all the other rubbish that comes with it, I didn't have to think about it. So I much prefer worrying about this show to, So that's the good thing. And I think that the not so good thing, well, I observed nothing this week that, I've been a little bit congested.
You've been a bit congested.
So I've had to tone things down this week and I think I didn't feel it this week, so you know what, nothing this week, so I'm happy. It's summer,
it's summer, it's still sunny.
Introduced me to a fabulous song
new
this morning
song.
So
it's
amazing. You know, I'm gonna try and go by the virtues of Oprah of, you know, that I matter, and go from there.
I love that. Hey, we're almost out of time, but I just wanted to let you know, if you have a subject or a topic you would like Yanni and I to discuss right here on Living Life Single on 94.9, email us in, message us in. You can do that on onair@joy.org.au, or just flick us a message in our DMs right over on Instagram.
Fabulous. All right, see you later, everyone.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.